Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and greetings, precious family out there, called out ones to know your Lord, your Father, kingdom, the realities that has been made available. I think of the wonderful scripture that says, God commands light to shine out of darkness, who has shone into our hearts. And so it's a fresh day to bring newness of life. So I think, you know, the beauty in creation, the greatest beauty in the natural creation is the sun that arises every day and comes and brings its light and brings its goodness, and everything gets life through the sun. And then I think of the wonderful scripture that says the Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings, and he will take us out like calves led from the stall, and we will go out and we will tread the wicked down. So our readings this morning is speaking about someone, Herod specifically, that's caught up in darkness. And sadly, you know, these people caught up in darkness are sometimes the ones that people look to and run to, and they are the biggest and the worst expression of Satan's deception. But this is where we've got to realize the Son of Righteousness has risen, and we need to draw close to him. Amen. Let's listen to the readings now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Luke 9, verse 7 to 9. Herod, the ruler, heard of these goings on and didn't know what to think. There were people saying John had come back from the dead. Others said that Elijah had appeared, and still others that some prophet of long ago had shown up. And Herod said, "But I killed John. I took off his head. So who is this that I keep hearing about?" Curious, he looked for a chance to see him in action.
Yeah, so here we see, you know, that even this King Herod, and we need to realize it's all the kings out there that think they've got it made, and Jesus is not in the equation. They all have, there's a God-created vacuum in them. And we know, we've been there. We've also been the kings of our own destinies, the ones that wanted to do it our own way. And we realized that when we were there, we were caught up by Satan himself. He was deceiving us and keeping us away from all the goodness of heaven, the goodness of the heavenly family and their provision that they've made available for us. But praise God, we have woken up. And so now it's so important just to stay looking to the Son of Righteousness and letting his healing love just keep us on a daily basis, and let us arise and shine on a daily basis. I think of Psalm 149, where it says so beautiful, we the saints have got the right to execute the written judgment. So the written judgment is God's answers for the deception, for the darkness. And so just morning by morning, we can get the answers to keep ourselves in the light, and then also to take this light out into this world, because God has commanded light to shine out of darkness, and he has shone into our hearts, and he's shining all the time. So we look to him and we arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.